Hey, it's Tanika Bruce, also known as Coach Bruce, or the Network Nurse. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a leader, a doctoral student, a wife, and a parent. Join me on this journey to discuss nurse X's and O's from nursing to networking. With my experiences, failures, and lessons learned in leadership, business, and sports, my hope is to positively impact your life by challenging you to chase after your goals with relentless pursuit. Let's aim to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. So you've decided you want to start that online course, create and publish an ebook, or you've got an idea for a fintech app for healthcare professionals. The only problem is you have no time or experience in creating this. Now, as we discussed in earlier episodes, you can outsource your product in this instance, and then there are paid freelance writers who'll be more than happy to take the burden of writing a 30-page ebook off your hands, and designers that can develop that app. But you also have a role to play for the successful creation of a product that you're going to be proud of to be able to present before your customers. Even if you have expertise, you can outsource aspects of the process or the whole product creation to outsiders and ease the burden on yourself. Note that while outsourcing is a great move, it can result in problems if you're not careful and lead yourself and your hires well. If you choose to work with hires for your product, then these are critical mistakes to avoid that can sabotage you. Very important. First one is unclear communication. The first mistake to avoid when outsourcing your digital product is unclear communication. Like most online businesses, you'll likely communicate with your contacts through email and other virtual channels. This makes it so much easier to communicate, but it's also easy to miscommunicate, resulting in poor or wrong work. It's important that you're clear with your expectations from the very beginning in order for the project to succeed. That means having a detailed plan before working with any outsourcers, including deadlines and deliverables. You should also ensure that you and the project hire are on the same page about payment terms, project scope, and other project details before any work begins. I know you're excited, but this is very important. Don't miss that key detail. Then, not checking the work. Another mistake to avoid when outsourcing is not checking the work. While a good number of people you meet online will be moral in their work ethic, there's a small percentage that they'll try to scam you out of your cash. Assumption can cost you time and money as problems don't get identified until later in the process, which then lead to needing more fixes than anticipated or even having to start from scratch because the quality was sacrificed for quick turnaround times. So, as always, double check, make sure any deliverables that are outsourced are checked, double check before signing off on them, because this is going to save you from a lot of potential headaches. It's so important that you review everything that's completed in order to ascertain that they have met standards and your requirements that you agreed on upon moving forward with any other development or design changes. If something isn't quite right, let your person know that you outsource right away so they can address it before you proceed with anything. Then the third thing, not getting involved enough. Your involvement throughout the entire process is a necessity. Getting involved with the outside team is part of the success, even though they're doing most of the work. It doesn't mean that you should completely detach yourself from the process. For satisfactory results, you as the entrepreneur must work with the freelancer to help collaborate. Click in, check in, zone in regularly with your outsourcer and collaborate on any changes or adjustments to ensure that you're on the same page and on track with the product development. Then, letting go of good outsources. Good working relationships are something that you have to regard highly when running a business online. Whether you're looking for a better rate elsewhere or payment timelines, or letting go of good outsources may work against you. This also applies once your product is complete.
those relationships, especially good ones with them, will make it easier to find quality help again down the road, which could save you time and money when launching new projects or products. Focus on building ongoing relationships with those you've already worked with successfully. When you decide to outsource your digital products, being aware of these common mistakes can help you prevent costly errors and give you a peace of mind knowing that their projects are secure in knowledgeable hands without sacrificing quality control. Create a clear plan up front. That way your expectations are outlined and staying involved through that development in each stage throughout collaboration and constant checking to avoid costly missteps. This is very important. So with these tips in mind, as a new entrepreneur, you can confidently enter into outsourcing agreements knowing you've taken every step towards success. If you haven't already, remember to check out the description box for the link to our complete guide to launching a successful digital products business so you can download it. Hopefully you guys liked today's episode. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. That's very important. And also connect with me on my social media pages. And if you want to know more about me, please visit TanikaBruce.com.